We're back with the TVH Two Broke Hoes podcast.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
Yes, Two Broke Hoes, and we on the scene. Got you tuned in every week like a dope fiend. Tell your mama, your cousins, or your little boo. Fuck them kids, we calling and taking shots too in the streets. You staring like you wanna say hi. Fuck your couch, your feelings in. Fuck a Gemini. It's Abo and Shayla, yeah, we on the run. Hold it down, Leesville, yeah, we know for one.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
I said, man, hold up, I done came down, it's Two Broke Hoes, and we bout to clown. I'm pouring up my shot, and I'm about to bop with my round Abo on this damn pie. It's always gonna be, fuck them damn kids, unbiased, unbothered, that's how we live, that's how we live.
It's Two Broke Hoes.
It's Two Broke Hoes Podcast.
Then it took your caps lock head ass 50 years to get on the bitch.
This motherfucker. This nigga said caps lock.
Old pencil lead head having ass nigga.
Really, nigga?
Yes, nigga.
Yo, your thick head ass.
Yard. Fuck you, bitch.
Whatever.
How are you today? How was your Friday?
I don't feel good, but I'm okay.
You don't feel good?
No, everybody's like sick around here. Like, not in my house, but like some Texas cedar shit or something. Like the trees. I don't know what's happening. Mm-hmm. Everyone is sick. Like, the chick that teaches kickboxing was sick. One of my receivers is sick. Like, it's just disgusting.
Yeah.
And I'm feeling a little scratchy right now. So, you know.
Oh, no. You got the Texas flu.
Yes, so. How you doing?
I am wonderful. So glad that it's after four.
Way after four, nigga.
My bad, G.
Let me take my shot. I got something this time.
What you got?
Some Ciroc.
I want to drink, but I want to go. I don't know if I want to go nowhere. Like, I want to drink during the whole podcast, but I don't know if I want to go out afterwards, so I might just need to chill.
Where the fuck you got to go?
I don't know. I might want to go somewhere, bitch. I might want to go show my face.
You don't go nowhere.
Right. Let me give me a glass. So you can have Ciroc on keto?
Yes, there's no carbs in that.
Okay, well, I'm going to drink this Stella Rosa Block.
You motherfucker. You would say that.
Because you can't have none, bitch.
I hate your ass. See how you rub it?
Stella Rosa.
But you supposed to be my friend. You said
something? Well, I'm is your friend. I'm the best friend you got.
I'm is your... you probably like my only friend.
I'm is your friend.
Shout out to Jovan. She's catching up on
our episode. Hey, Jovan.
Hey. Gang, gang.
All right, what would the fuck we talking about? Okay, so today's gonna be very interesting. I want to apologize because I did this promo announcement yesterday saying that we were going to drop a new episode on Thursday, but my kids play for this hood ass basketball team, and we were supposed to have a game at 5:30. The game did not start at 5:30 because we had no referees. So, yeah, that's why we didn't drop, because niggas is waiting on referees to show up. So, I'm here today.
Where'd they get the referees from?
Girl, these are some kids. You know, I know these kids. These little kids. These are kids. Kids. I'm telling you, I know these children.
So, they got real referees.
So, I know on Fort Polk, they have, like, a program where they have youth referees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these kids were doing. I think one of them for sure is in college. I'm not sure about the other one. But I remember these kids when they was little, and I was like, they the referees? Like, so. Yeah. Okay. It was different.
Okay. As long as the game got played.
The game got played.
Ain't nobody dunk on nobody, though.
Nobody was dunking.
Damn.
Nobody was dunking. All right. So first topic. Does Bay have a dress code? I asked this question.
Okay.
I asked this question because I've seen a lot of posts of women posting themselves with certain, you know, outfits on. And they be laughing because they said that they man asked them, where the fuck you going with that on? And regardless of whether you've been in a relationship with a man or a woman, we've all wore something that our partner would look at us and be like, where the fuck you think you going with that shit on?
Right.
I take the shit as a compliment. Like, motherfucker, I'm gonna do whatever I want. I take the shit as a compliment. If you tell me something like that, then that mean I'm fly. So, there are some people who can't dress a certain way. So, I wanted to know, does Bae have a dress code? Is Bae allowed to wear whatever they want to, whether it's the gray sweatpants, the leggings and the yoga pants, outside, why or why not?
I remember Portia had a dress code with Cordell Stewart.
Yes, she did. Yeah, it was crazy. He used to dress her.
No dress code. It's things I don't like that she does. But, I mean, you want people to find your partner attractive, right? It's not like anybody walking around here with booty shorts and stuff like that. But it's just, like, maybe wearing it. Her hair a certain way, or a certain day where she might put on extra makeup, or a certain jean or something like that. But I'm gonna be, I jokingly be like, "What hair you think you going? Take your hair down." I said that this morning. Take your hair down, because I got to get a picture. If I'm not home, you about to go to work. I need a picture. I need to know how you look. but no, there's no, she be tripping on some stuff I put on too. Like, if I, you know, I'm not wanting to wear tight clothes, but if I wear like some workout pants, some, matter of fact, I wore them last night. She's like, where you been in the pants today? I said, nowhere. This is the first time I wore them coming to kickboxing.
She lied. She was out thotting
jiu-jitsu
at the Family Dollar.
Nah, not at this Family Dollar,
but her and that dog.
Same right here too, chewing on my damn pillow. But no, it's not. And we've had this talk. It's not for real, like a. Because I always say, if like when I get back, fine. Well, I'm fine, but finer, I'm gonna be out here some coochie cuffs. But I'll just be playing. Right. So no dress code, but I mean, you know, some stuff you don't want them. Like you with a nigga, it's like, oh, you want to get your hair cut now because you're going out with the boys and you want to put on your good cologne and your good drawers when you've been wearing holy drawers all week.
Not the good drawers.
You think holy drawers.
Let me find out y'all niggas wearing drawers with holes in them.
I mean, my period drawers got holes in them.
See, I have 5 pair of period drawers and they are the exact same drawers.
Okay.
The exact same. Like, I bought them like that. So, like, if you see me walking around with these motherfuckers, I normally don't wear drawers unless my pants is too tight.
Wait a minute. You don't wear drawers?
No. Hell no.
Really? You let that thing air out?
I air the entire neighborhood out.
My coochie sweats, though.
Oh, mine don't. What's wrong with you?
It's fat. It be sweating. I mean, I would think about my job though. I'm moving all day. My butt sweat all day.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. But no, No, I airs it out. Mine, like, we like to be, we got to breathe. So, no. When I wear drawers, like, if you see me with drawers on, then that should let you automatically know that, hey, Abo is on her period.
So, you mean to say, like, I done sat down next to you and you had no drawers on?
Multiple times.
That's pretty disgusting.
Multiple times.
Well, they say I have a homegirl like that. She says she doesn't wear drawers and she's all big on vaginal health. So
it feels so much better.
I'm gonna not wear drawers to work tomorrow. See how that works out.
It feels so much better.
Now, when I get like some drawers that are like more airy, like a boy short type thing, that feels better. But when I'm wearing like grease, it doesn't. It feels like it's not breathing anything.
Nothing. Girl, you need to let that thing out.
Okay. I'm gonna let it out.
Let that thing out. It feels so much better. I've been doing this for what? I can at least say since 2011.
Oh, wow.
I've been doing this for a while. And like I said, I'll wear drawers for about a week while I'm on my cycle. But other than that, hell no, you ain't gonna catch me with no drawers on.
Okay. Well,
that's one extra time. Oh yeah, I'm nasty than a bitch. But that's beside the point. I was talking to someone. It was probably my mom, and I had to go to a funeral. And I said, "Do I need to wear some drawers to this funeral?" And she was like, "Yo, nasty ass, going to a funeral? You ain't got no drawers on?" And I was like, "Yeah."
I mean, what does that matter? I was gonna ask if you wear drawers to church.
No.
But what's the difference? Like, who cares?
No.
Still covered.
No. Right. It's not like I'm going to church with my butt crack hanging out. I just ain't got no drawers on.
Okay, Lizzo.
Mm-hmm. I'd be out there. But anyway, so I don't think, you know, I playfully will look at Bae and be like, "Hey, where you going? I see you got your gray sweatpants on today. Where you going?" You know, right. Things like that. But I'm not. Tom?
What bae you talking about, you mean in general?
Right. I ain't talking about one specific, in general. Okay. Yeah, ain't nothing changed. Anyway, so I will say, I playfully do that, but it doesn't mean much to me. I don't give a fuck what he wear outside because I fight.
This nigga.
My man can wear whatever he wants because I know how to fight, and I fight grown people, I fight old people, I fight children and pregnant people. I don't give a fuck.
That nigga don't fight. Don't listen to her.
I don't give a fuck. I will beat your ass behind the right one. So, yeah. Mine can wear whatever the fuck he wants because I know how to fight.
Okay. That works.
Thank you. All right, so this next topic is entitled "The Struggle is Real." We've heard this phrase used time and time again, you know, various things. You know, adulting is a struggle.
Hell yeah.
Adulting is a struggle, and this shit is not fun.
No.
I'm not having fun here. But anyways, so what I want to know is, how much are you willing to suffer for love? When I say that, I'm talking about having to sleep in cars or room hop or sleep on people's sofas because you and Bae don't have nowhere to live, using your last dime to help y'all situation out. And when is enough enough? And does that make you marriage potential? Now, let me give you background. I read a post on Facebook, and I think I still have it saved. So I'm going to try to read it on the freaking podcast.
This nigga would get his squeaky toy while I'm recording.
Okay, I found it. Okay, so this post on Facebook says, "If your old lady ain't ready to sleep in the car with you, move room to room, live in a motherfucker they don't know house, put her last on trying to help y'all situation, steal or hustle with you, steal or hustle with you, find another one. Because a real woman gonna stick by her man through good or bad, rich or poor, sickness and in health. Way before the marriage vow." This nigga said marriage vowels, not vows.
Vowels like A-E-I-O-U?
A-E-I-O-U. This nigga dumb. Okay, anyway. Yeah, that's what he said. He said the marriage vowels. "How you think she got her ring? If you are a woman who believe this to be false, then maybe you have some reevaluation of self that needs to take place. But you don't hear me, though. I can't wait, personally. I cannot wait till we get off of this fucking podcast so I can post this shit because I never seen the marriage vowels part."
That just make hit you, me like... You highlight answers.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so... That situation, are you willing, or how much are you willing to suffer to be with the person that you love?
I mean, I've done a lot of those things. However, with men, and I don't want to sound like we just, well, I'm men bashing, because I'm not. I love the fellas. However, y'all expect us to struggle with y'all, but then you want us at home cooking, cleaning, having babies, and working. What is going on? What? You want me to do all that? What are you doing, nigga? You struggling? No. There's a time limit to the struggle. Everyone struggles, especially when you're young. Like, say you're fresh out of college, you're in college, and you have a relationship, and you're trying to make it work, blah, blah, blah. Shit happens. You ain't got no fucking money. You know, if you have a goal or whatever in mind and you're working to accomplish that goal and get there, then I'll struggle with you. But if we're like 45 years old and we're still sleeping on your uncle's couch, that's not going to work.
I like what you said earlier when you said, you know, the struggle has a time limit. And I feel like it has an age limit because, you know, at our present age, you know, in our 30s, I'm not finna be room hopping with no niggas.
No.
And I'm not sleeping on nobody couch and in no basement. I'm not doing none of that shit. Because we should be straight. And I'm not saying that, you know, at 30, you're supposed to have all, in your 30s, you're supposed to have your all your shit together. I'm not saying that at all because
you should
Lord
be
knows.
Rent, though.
Right. You know, we should be able to do something. I can see a
car, get on the bus, whatever. But you should be able to have a roof over your head at least.
At least. Okay. And then what happened to emergency funds? See, this is why I don't fuck with niggas. This is why I don't fuck with niggas because a lot of these niggas don't do shit like this. I got two credit cards that are for emergencies only. So, you know, if random bullshit happens, you know, I get a blowout on a tire, so I got to change a tire. Okay, I got a credit card, so I don't have to dip into, you know, my funds, and I ain't got to worry about, oh, do I got to wait till next paycheck before I can get a new tire on my car and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I got a credit card for emergency situations, and you should have enough, like, in your savings for you to be able to pay your rent for at least 6 months.
Well, I don't have that.
I don't have that. I'm not there. But goddamn it, I got a credit card if something happens to where I can get me a goddamn hotel room or something.
Yeah.
I'm not doing this. Doing this shit. Not at this age.
I can always afford a room. That's for sure.
Thank you.
I ain't talking about. Well, actually, the Motel 6s have come up. I'm not even on front. These motherfuckers are nice these days. But them old raggedy ones, like
Sandman.
No, I can't fuck with it. I don't know how they still open, but
me either.
I can give me a decent room. I give me a little Hampton or something for the night. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not doing that shit. And if that's what I got to do to get married, then bitch, I'm gonna stay by myself because this seemed like you. I'm not doing that shit. And I don't know how old that dude is that posted this shit. He's stupid anyway, because he don't know.
Oh, nigga, he got them.
This nigga's stupid anyway, because he said marriage vows. But no, I'm not doing that shit. And I guess I can see doing that like in my early 20s, like fresh out of college, like you were saying. That's fine. That's doable. Because, I mean, shit, college was a struggle for me. Nigga, do you know I will not touch a pack of ramen noodles this day? Because that's all I ate in college.
Damn. Well, I was eating. I used to eat them, I would eat them raw like we did in the fourth grade.
Ramen noodles and them fucking Hot Pockets. I will not touch them.
I ain't had a
Man, that's what I saw. Oh, look, Saint going hard.
Yeah, dropping beats and shit.
But, I survived.
Whoever posted that is the kind of guy that he probably posted it on Wi-Fi at McDonald's because his phone was off.
I mean, you know, there's a time, you know, to struggle, and I feel like at our age right now, oh hell no, you gonna have to come with something. You need to have, you know, I ain't saying you gotta have. I'm not saying match one with me, but nigga, you ought to have something.
Yeah,
like we getting old, and I don't know about y'all, but I'm not working until I'm in my 60s, 65. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not doing that shit. I'm trying to retire early, and I need enough money to last me the rest of my life. You got to have a 401k, a savings account, something. Something. So I'm just saying.
Who don't have a 401k these days? That's what I want.
Nigga, they would be surprised. You would be surprised how many niggas our age do not have a 401k.
Okay.
I don't know what these niggas gonna do when they turn 65. Like, what the fuck you supposed to do for money?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
No.
And I understand things happen. Maybe, you know, somebody passed, your mama passed, you lost a child, something. I mean, we kind of all spiral backwards sometimes. Shit happens. However, comma.
Something. That's all I'm saying. If you got a little backup reserve, like I said, I got two credit cards that are for emergencies only. If something strange happened, I'm not stuck out here looking stupid. You know what I'm saying? That's like these chicks that was be flying out to meet these dudes that they meet online, and then they get stranded because they don't have no way back. How the fuck is you flying? This nigga done bought you a plane ticket. He done bought you a one-way plane ticket. How is you flying? And now you talking about you stranded and can't get back home. You should always have a credit card for emergencies. My dad told me when I was little, he said, if you ain't got no money, then you don't need to go. And that's something that stuck with me my whole life. But these broke bitches ain't gonna understand. sticking around in the struggle. Does that make you marriage material?
No. The fuck?
Yeah, I ain't think so either. What is it? Because a nigga will, because he was talking about that's how you get a ring when you willing to struggle with your man. Bitch, let somebody waste some money in front of a nigga. He gonna drop you like he ain't know your ass.
Let a big booty bitch walk by. Bye.
You know niggas got short attention spans.
Yes, they do.
No, that don't make. I don't think struggling with your man makes you marriage material.
I understand. He's saying like you ride or die, but no, that don't mean nothing. Look at Bonnie and Clyde. She was ride or die, and them motherfuckers died together. What the fuck? I don't die with you.
Like if you get shot, you expect me to get shot too? Because nigga, I'm telling. I'm gonna be on the news. I told that nigga not to do that.
I told him.
I'm just an innocent bystander. Bitch, I will flip the script so fast.
I'm legally blind.
POP, hold it down.
Hold it down, this motherfucker. Dude, what is wrong with you?
So, like, I understand. I'm willing to, when I say at this age that I'm willing to, you know, I'm ride or die. Nigga, I'm talking about if you come up short on the bill, I can help you. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. I ain't talking about no, we ain't got no food. We gonna have to go steal from the dollar store. I ain't talking about no shit like that. I'm talking about, you know, ride or die. Like, you know, I can help you. You come up short on the bill, something like that. Or you need a place to stay for the night. I got you.
You stressed at night.
Yeah, the night, not the week, the night. You know, I got you. You know, you hungry? You hungry, my nigga? You ate today? I got you. I will buy you some Taco Bell. But that's as far as it goes. I'm not doing all that extra shit.
You buying $5 boxes, dude?
Yeah, I bought a $5 box.
Them hoes have a lot of food in them, though.
They do.
So you know that shit ain't good for you.
You know, Taco Bell is, actually, I heard Taco Bell was one of the more healthier fast food restaurants, not the healthiest, but more healthier because they give you the option to, you can make anything vegan at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Well, cause they offer the substitutions and things like that. So, but them $5 boxes be good as fuck.
Yeah. They did used to hit. Especially when you're broke. Look,
hell yeah.
Eggs not having shit. And I'm talking about a $5 box.
And you get like all this food and all you spend was $5.
And a drink, nigga. Yeah.
See. Okay, so since we're talking about struggling in relationships, let's talk about how much is too much for a wedding.
Oh my God. $5. Shit.
$5. Okay.
The license.
You... You were the one that came up with this topic, and why? I wanted to know why.
I don't know. I thought about it, and then I asked my coworker because he's married, and they had a little troubling time, but I think they're working on it now. But I was like, did you have a big wedding or whatever? He's like, did I? He said, never again. He said, it's a waste of fucking money. He said, he spent like $15,000 on a wedding.
Damn, I wish I would spend $15,000 on a wedding. This nigga start acting a fool and we don't work out, I will kill you.
And he said it just start adding up, you know, the tuxes and then the venue and then the this and then the that, the catering. He said everything just started adding up. He said it's about $10,000 to $15,000. And he said it like set him behind for a minute. Take back from that shit. And I was like, me and Javon actually talked about this yesterday. She was like, invite me to the wedding, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, nigga, ain't going to be no wedding. Courthouse, I'd rather spend the money either for a down payment on a house
or a nice-ass honeymoon.
Mama, instead of Hawaii, we're going to Fiji. Like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, something that will, even if we're not together, I can say I've been here, nigga, even if we don't make it. I don't want to say I've been to this wedding because I don't even like you no more. Not to say we're not going to make it. But I don't see the point, and I've never wanted a wedding. Even like little girls dream of weddings, I've never had that dream.
Okay, so that was me. I totally always wanted one, and I still want one. And I'm gonna have one, and I want a big bougie ass party, but I'm not spending no $15,000.
I mean,
y'all niggas gonna be in there eating potted meat, potted meat and saltine crackers.
Ew. Well, if you know how to do it, I guess it just depends. I mean, my mom got married like in a house or a backyard or something somewhere. I don't. The only person that had a big wedding I can remember was my aunt, and they divorced not too long after. So
that does scare me about, you know, investing that money into a wedding and something big, and then we don't make it. That scares me. But not making it scares me, period, because it's a lot of foul ass married people. And it ain't just the niggas, it's men too. But I said niggas and men is the same thing. It's not just
a nigga what?
It's not just the niggas, it's women too. Yeah. And there's just way too. You what?
I've talked to a married woman before too.
See?
I mean, but they weren't. Yeah. Their situation was different. But yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
What's up? I don't have no freaking hope. You know, these married ass niggas, they be trying to holler at you like them niggas is single. And that shit burns me up because one thing that I don't, I might tolerate a lot of shit in, you know, in a relationship, but one thing that I do not tolerate is cheating. You cheat on me, oh nigga, you gonna hate your life.
Mm.
You cheat on me and I find out, you gonna hate your life. I'm gonna make it very miserable for you. So that's one thing that I just straight up don't tolerate. I don't want my married ass husband. I don't want my husband out there in nobody inbox talking about some, hey, beautiful, I'm trying to see how soft your lips is. These niggas is trash. Mm. This shit it really bothers me and it really scares me. Like, I don't even know if I should even pursue getting married because it don't seem like it's too many good niggas out here.
I've talked about marriage, but I'm not currently interested in it, to be honest.
$20, I need a $5
deposit fee. Did he say he need a
$5 box? No, this is not about a $5 deposit fee. What this is?
The
chick. Hey, cuz, I'm on the podcast. Say what's up to my listeners.
Who is your cousin?
That's my brother. Why y'all want to say what's up to the listeners on the cast?
Say what's up.
That nigga say what's up.
BGV. BGV.
So, like, I'm very kind of, like, put off by it, but I definitely don't want to spend a lot of money and we don't work out. Like, that would really, that would burn my grits.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that shit.
Can't even know the food
machine grits. What do you burn my toast? That burns my toast.
My chicken.
My chicken. So they say this is a big rich town.
What's a big rich town?
Power, nigga. Oh, power.
You must not know that Leesville.
Power, nigga.
Damn, do he want to get on the podcast?
What the fuck? Okay, power. Man. Nigga, what the fuck just happened?
What power, man? They pissed me.
So, everybody's seen the spoilers that's been going on, that's been popping up. Did you see them? Did you see the spoiler?
Me?
Yeah.
Which one? The one with Tariq?
Yeah.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
Okay, so I seen that, and then I seen it was like a still shot of Ghost with a bullet hole in his chest, and he's standing in front of a mirror. Right. So they insinuating that this nigga not dead,
right?
Which was one of our predictions at first, but after watching this last episode, you know, it kind of threw us for a loop because it showed him what we thought, or we assumed he was taking his last breath when he was talking to Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised with Tommy's outcome?
That nigga went to sleep. He ain't dead.
That's what she said. She said that nigga went to sleep.
But I'm really upset with his mama, though.
Tommy's mama?
Yeah, she pissed me off.
That bitch been off the chain since season one. I don't know why anything that she does surprises us anymore.
That's true. But that she just is like, she went.
Who am I going to get my coke from?
Right.
Like, that's all she was worried about.
Then Jamie left me money. I don't need you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jamie left me money. Bitch, you want to sit your cokehead ass down somewhere?
Right. Oh, white pookie ass.
So I'm kind of torn because at first I was saying this nigga not dead. And okay, so in this episode, let's not talk about the spoiler, but let's just talk about the episode.
Okay.
The episode didn't show Ghost falling.
No, it just showed him on the ground.
He was on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So we insinuating that this nigga survived the fall.
This is true.
And then when he was talking to Tommy, like when Tommy seen the person that did it, and I kept rewinding it because I couldn't tell if he was saying let it go, let her go, or let him go.
Yeah. I thought he said let them go, like let them go.
Yeah, so is that insinuating that could be, you know, like was it two people or was it just one?
I don't know. I think they did it on purpose. A word to play with words.
Yeah. That nigga Spanky.
Dude. They had to shoot him in the eye. They like the glasses made his character and they shot him dead in his motherfucking left eye.
Tommy is sick with it. He shot that man in his eye from a car.
With the Nesquik in his hand.
From a car. Was that I kept looking, I was trying to see what that it looked like Spanky had on a Baby Fett jacket.
He probably did. It looked more must have made that for the show or something.
I said this nigga got on a Baby Fett jacket. So, I mean, all in all, we are kind of still dumbfounded. And even with the spoilers, like 50 Cent is known for, you know, that bullshit that he be doing. So it's totally possible that he dropped this to confuse everybody because everybody had their own predictions.
Right.
But I'm starting to not believe that it was Ramona.
Okay.
I'm starting to not believe that it may have been the lieutenant governor. And I'm also starting not to believe that it was Lakeisha's baby daddy or Quincy.
Jesse Williams. I don't remember her baby daddy name. Get your ass off the blanket. I don't know who the fuck it is, and that's what they want us to feel.
So we feel those emotions.
The people that stop watching Power are going to watch now because of the spoilers.
Yeah. And some people have seen the spoilers and was like, I don't want to watch this shit no more. But I really feel like it's going to be something else.
It makes me want to watch it more.
It does, because, you know. And who are we, like, did you watch the previews? Like, who we following this week?
Mo Boy? I don't know. I don't remember.
Because I know, I've
seen a preview now that I think about it.
I don't remember watching it either, but I know that, like, Sax was always a suspect, and Sax had every reason to do it. Like, this nigga Sax finna go to jail, and James St. Patrick, you know, finna walk. He finna become the next lieutenant governor of New York.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just so confused. And I think that's what 50 Cent tried to do. Man, 50 Cent, you ain't shit for this shit.
Him and Courtney.
Right. Yeah, Courtney Kemp. I was also surprised that Tommy actually made it out, because everybody was dying. Like, you know, Dre died and all this shit. So I thought, damn, they're going to kill Tommy. And then he kidnapped Alisa Marie.
Yeah, because you call her as Lisa. I was like, damn, she...
I did.
Is she Elvis Presley's daughter? What are we doing?
I did call her Lisa Marie. But Tommy then kidnapped the little girl, so I was like, damn, they gonna kill this nigga. But he actually made it out. Tommy going to L.A.
Yeah.
With Franklin.
And his show is supposed to be... he's supposed to have a spinoff.
Yeah. And I'm watching that bitch.
Me too.
All right, so Ja Rule.
Oh my God.
It's murder.
Yeah, your tax is going to be murder.
Ja Rule is doing taxes.
He's not really doing taxes, y'all, but he's promoting a tax business that I believe he owns.
Right, so, and he got really upset because people were making jokes, because that's what he was doing. And if you know, Ja Rule ain't working because 50 Cent is like the biggest troll in history. Mm-hmm. Ja Rule had a concert somewhere and 50 Cent bought out like the whole first few rows and it was absolutely nobody there.
He bought them off Groupon.
Yeah, he bought out like all the rows and it was nobody there. So he just sitting there performing in front of a whole bunch of chairs.
He made his money though, the tickets sold.
So, like, he got really upset because people was making jokes about him, and he said that that social media would not exist if it were not for celebrities. Like, the only reason that we on social media is to follow celebrities. And nigga, use a goddamn lie.
Yeah, I don't think so. Maybe, like, no. Twitter, Instagram, maybe, but no, not really.
Yeah, like, we was on MySpace. I wasn't following no goddamn celebrities on MySpace and Black Planet.
Even then, it wouldn't be him that's the reason I'm on as a celebrity. It'll be...
Shots fired.
Nah, I love Ja Rule. But I loved his show. He had a show on MTV. I forgot the name of it. With him and his family, beautiful family and stuff. He had just got out of prison, I think. But I just don't... I think, did he file bankruptcy or something? Or he owed the IRS money at some point or something?
See, that's what I don't know. Like, I don't know when and I don't know how Ja Rule fell off. And that's what I wanted to ask. Like, you know, how did he fall off?
Wankster?
It was about him.
Yes.
Okay. Because I was wondering, I was like, when did Ja Rule fall off? Because, like, the early 2000s, that nigga had the game on lock. Like, everybody.
It was 50 Cent and then... Murder Inc. as a record label got had went to court or whatever with the accusations of getting money from drug dealers or mob or something like that. So like that's when Ashanti fell off. Think about it. Ashanti, Ja Rule, all them around the same time. Irv Gotti disappeared because of that big case. Like, Irv Gotti was facing some years in prison.
Wow, okay. But, like, even now, like, okay, so Irv kind of came up because he got that series on BET. Tales, you watch that?
I don't watch it, but Irv is also very great at poker. He makes a lot of money playing poker.
Okay.
I follow him on Instagram. He's funny as shit.
I was wondering, like, okay, you know, why did Ja Roof, like, why did he fall off so bad? But, like, Irv Gotti seemed to be doing okay. Like, he doing, well, I'm not going to say Irv doing okay. Irv is doing well because, you know, he got the show Tales, and I think they done did at least 2 seasons, and I watched it religiously. It was good. I liked it. Mm-hmm. It was a, there, it's a, like, a little drama miniseries, but it's based off of rap songs.
Mm-hmm.
So, I liked it. Like I said, I liked the shit. It was very, it's very entertaining. And, Ashanti's okay. She's going to be on the Millennium Tour.
Yes.
I'm trying to get tickets to go. They're going to be in Sugar Land, Texas on the 4th of April, I believe. I'm trying to get tickets to go. But when Ashanti come out, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
What?
Oh, bitch, baby. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that shit.
Oh, baby. Why not?
Uh-uh. Mm-mm, I don't want to hear that shit. When Ashanti come on Pandora, I turn it. What is Boosie Bash?
It's a concert.
Where?
In Bay Room.
I'm not, nah, them niggas gonna be down there wildin'.
Boosie ass be wildin'.
Yes, I know, that's why I know niggas gonna be down there.
I ain't listened to Lil Boosie since Set It Off. I don't know none of his songs.
I don't know anything recent.
Yeah,
if he not singing Set It Off,
and she dyking.
Two random yeah. In the back seat.
Hey. That's it. That's all I can do.
Yeah, that's all. That's all I got. That's all
they
I got.
Me
down. Who else going to be there?
Lil Boosie, Young Blue, Lil Baby.
I don't know who no damn Young Blue is.
Who the fuck is Young Blue?
Juvenile going to be there.
Who, Juvenile? Yeah, oh, wait a minute. Juvie going to be there?
Yeah.
I might need to go.
Juve.
Yo Gotti.
Juve fine with that beard, baby.
Yo Gotti.
Wait a minute, I might need to go.
Black
Youngster. I don't know if
you
Libby. You don't know the dude that be studying all the time?
You know, you remember the it's a meme. He be holding his stack of money up.
Oh, that's the one that be calling everybody a whore.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Mm-mm. So yeah, I'm not going to no goddamn Boosie Bash, but Juvenile did pique my interest.
Mm. Okay.
Cause Juve fine. All right, it's 2020 and it's still fuck 12 piece. So
what?
Yeah, it's 2020. It's still fuck 12 piece. So we ain't gonna talk about that nigga no more.
I saw a picture of 12 piece the other day.
Oh Lord, did it make your stomach hurt?
It did.
Ew.
It was like ew. Just disgusting.
Oh, chicken eating ass, nigga.
Right.
All right, so Broco.
What
now? The topics.
That's it.
That's it.
Nigga, you boring.
Nigga, I had fun.
Me too. I can't wait to get drunk with you. Did Deuce got cards? I'm about to look that up.
When is the next live show? I'm gonna have to come there because obviously you're not coming here.
No, I am coming. My mom is in Atlanta right now, waiting to fly to Alexandria. My schedule is about to change at the end of February, so I'm going to try to come in February before it changes.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. Boy, we're going to figure this out. We got to film in the mansion.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah. You do need to bring your ass out here, though.
I do. I really do. But, okay, so they started this. They got this bullshit. So we changed I guess the people that manage, you know, the hospital, that changed. Mm-hmm. And so they want us to project our leave out for 6 months. So I had to tell them how, you know, when I had to, like, we submit calendars, and the calendars have all of your events on them. So when you going to be there, when you're not going to be there, if you got a meeting, training, teaching a class, anything like that, that goes on the calendar. Well, I didn't have to submit calendars all the way out until July. Bitch, I don't know what I'm doing next week. So all of my calendars are wrong. I just submitted them so they would stop bugging me about them. But well, I can go back.
I say that. I say, like, I had to set my vacation for this year in December. So
see, I can't, I'm not, I know that I'm going to take off in July like I always do. But I don't know what dates I need to take off. And honestly, I'm not worried about it. That's not something that I want to fucking talk about right now. Because, bitch, my birthday coming up. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mardi Gras. You know, so I want to... It's all kind of shit that I want to do. But, yeah, I have to project my leave out. So, I don't have anything scheduled. Like, I don't even know if I took off... I didn't even take off for my birthday yet. I have the flexibility to go back and change it. But it's just that they asking for it up front. So I just submitted them and they all wrong. Bitch, I show up when I...
You just turn some shit in.
Yeah, I show up when I get ready.
Okay. New management gonna fire your ass.
Not I.
Okay.
Wrong. Yes, I do. I need to carve some time out so that I can come down.
Yeah, because you got, you know, hood bae too.
Mm-hmm. Hood bae. Mm-hmm. I like Hood bae. That nigga's so ghetto. Like, this is totally new for me. Never in my life could I picture myself talking to somebody like this, and it's so fun. Like, this nigga. The shit that he be saying and the shit that he be doing, that nigga busts out of nowhere, he be like, shit, and I be rolling every time this nigga said that. And it's so funny because, like, my kids, they done met him and they love this nigga, and I don't understand it. Like, my kids ain't never like nobody, and they be like, when he coming back? We like him. Where my friend, where my homie at?
Because he's fun.
He is. He's a lot of fun, and I think that's why I like it, because it's different and it's fun, because I'm used to dating, you know, trash-ass niggas. So, I'm just putting that out there. If I dated you between 2011 and 2019, you trash.
Damn, best friend.
You trash. Man, fuck that nigga. I ain't talked to him. Y'all, you need to check on him, make sure he's still living. I ain't talked to him in a while.
Oh, okay. You better not pee. I ain't talk to him.
Hey, that man gotta go to the bathroom. I ain't talked to him. I'm gonna tell you, like, I ain't talked to him since we got on the podcast and was talking about how he lied to his ex-girlfriend about it. That was the last time. I ain't talked to him since then.
Did he hear it?
I don't know. He claimed, like, he support, but I don't know. He be lying.
So, clearly, that's why y'all not together.
He be lying, so I don't fucking know. But if he did get a whiff of it, maybe that's what upset him, and that's why ain't nobody heard from him. But it's fine. I don't want to talk to your ass no way. Shit. And this is another thing. I'm starting to talk like this dude.
Clearly.
I'm starting to talk like him too. This shit, oh man, this shit's so fun.
Okay, but it's fun. They equal long term.
To me, it looks promising because I know that I will never have. There's never going to be a dull moment.
Okay, so but when it's time to be serious,
he knows how to switch it up. And I told him, I was like, you gonna have to, like, I need you. Like, I need a versatile man. I like, you know, I like this side of you a little bit, but I need to know that you can hold your own in front of the white man. Like, I need to know that you can handle business. And he was like, oh, yeah, I know how to turn this shit off. And then this nigga got to talking real proper. He's like, well, I think. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, okay, turn it on. I said, turn the proper on for me, babe. He's like, okay, well, I think. And I was like, ooh. This nigga is straight clown, and I love this shit. This shit is so fun.
That's nothing new, though. So I guess being intimate with someone, like, it's different. Being having fun is important, for sure.
Yeah, like, that's all we do, like, is clown. Like, we'll be on the phone for, like, 4 or 5 hours, caked up, clowning. Half of the time, we be laughing.
Nigga, you need to get up on my level with the 12 hours.
15? Nigga, yeah, nigga, you pulling double shifts and shit. I ain't got that.
When we lived apart, it was like, you wait, you know, I go to work early, so when she get up, we talking on the phone till shit, it's time to go to bed. So I'm at work and everything all throughout the day. Don't be talking about nothing, but be talking about everything. Get that out your mouth.
That's what makes it fun to me, because we be talking about, oh my gosh, the shit that we be talking about. This nigga, I was telling him about a trip that I took to the Bahamas. And he was like, oh yeah, you been there? He said, how was it? I was telling him, I said, man, it was fun until I almost had to beat this nigga name, Spider-Man ass. That's the nigga name. He was a tour guide. Uh-huh. Let me tell y'all something. If y'all go to Freeport, nigga, Newport is the cigarettes. Newport is the cigarettes, nigga. It's Freeport.
Well, you got Newport, Virginia. He's not wrong. Or the Newport News, Virginia.
It's Newport News, Virginia.
Okay.
If you go to Freeport in the Bahamas, do not take a tour with a nigga named Spider-Man. Because he going to take you on a tour of the ghetto, and then he going to drop you off at a strip mall, and he going to leave you, and he ain't going to come back to pick you up.
Oh.
Yeah, so I was about to beat this nigga ass. So it's a nigga in the hood named that we know called Spider-Man. This dude got irate. He said, wait a minute. He said, motherfucking Spider-Man went to the Bahamas with your ass. And I said, no, because I knew who Spider-Man was. And right. I said, hell no. And he's like, oh, he said, man, he said, I got to go outside and take a walk. He said, because you raised my blood pressure. He said, I thought motherfucking Spider-Man had went to the goddamn Bahamas before my ass went. This nigga was mad, and I was, oh my gosh, my stomach was hurting so bad because I was laughing at him.
He was like really irate, wasn't he?
Like, he was upset. He was like, wait a minute. He said, this dude, I don't think you know him, but he got about 34 kids, and I'm not lying. When I say 34, he got 34 kids. Him and his kid, we used to see them little kids, they used to all be in a single file line walking behind him to the center.
Oh.
He got 34 kids. And so he said, this nigga Spider-Man went to the Bahamas with your ass before me?
He thought y'all went on a date or something? Or?
He thought that I took a nigga with 34 kids out of the country. I said, okay, you got me fucked up because I'm not taking a nigga nowhere. I got money and you got money.
Nowhere. Freeport, Spider-Man, don't do it. Gotcha.
Don't do it. That nigga tried to leave us and we had already paid him for a round trip. He said, I'm gonna drop y'all off and let y'all shop and then I'm gonna come back and get y'all. We said, all right, nigga, bet. That nigga ain't come back. Damn. We was calling his phone. He was sending us the voicemail. I was gonna whoop that nigga ass.
Damn.
Bitch ass nigga.
I ain't never been to no island.
I wrote the Bahamian government and they suspended like his business license and he couldn't.
Are you for real?
Yeah, I'm not fucking playing. They suspended it was that had I don't remember what year that was, but they suspended for like 5 years if you get a complaint like that. Yeah, so they suspended his business license for 5 years because he's a tour guide and he got like a limousine company or some shit. So he's not allowed to they suspended his business license for 5 years. He's not allowed to be down there like at the ports, you know, marketing himself and, you know, trying to get tourists. You know, to take tours with him and shit. And they took him off of their website where they were, you know, advertising, you know, his services.
Okay.
Yeah, I sure did. Don't fuck with me. He fucked with the wrong motherfucker that day.
You sure did. Post Spider-Man. All right, nigga. Yeah, bye.
Fuck you, bitch.
You still drink your Stella Rosa? I'm jealous.
Nah, I had two glasses and it's all gone. I got to find something else to drink now because I'm on one.
Oh, shit. Call Bay. Mm-hmm. Hey.
It's going down. It's going down. All right, bitch. Until next week.
Bye, ho.
Bye. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of the TBH Podcast with Shayla and Abo. Don't forget to subscribe to us using Google Podcasts, Spotify, or using the Anchor app. Don't forget to live tweet this episode with us using the hashtag TBH Podcast or hashtag 2BrokeHoes. Until next week, we'll holla.